My name is James Mason. I'm a resident of Franklin, New Hampshire, and a business owner there, and I also own land in Canterbury, New Hampshire. My home and farm is near the travel route of Northern Pass, and I'm also a former city councilor of the city of Franklin. I'm here to support Northern Pass project. I want to speak briefly on the great level of misinformation that's been out there about the tax benefits and what can be expected from this project. Common statement that I've heard many times is the tax benefits from this project will disappear in just a few years. These statements are completely false. The reality is that in these types of utility investments, whether transmission lines, pipelines, or other infrastructures, provide long-term benefits to the communities that host them. In the case of Northern Pass, the developer states has been 40-year life, but it really might even be much longer than that. But unlike most developments that occur in a community, there is no increase in town spending, there's no children to educate, there's no extra police or fire or new roads to plow, there's nothing, no extra burden to the communities. This, like many taxable investments, transmission lines do depreciate, but it takes a long time to fully depreciate in this billion-dollar investment at 2 to 2.5% per year. This taxable investment that will provide benefits for decades. It is also important to point out that any billion-dollar investment requires maintenance and upgrades. These will have added value that will fall into future projects and add more tax revenue. We also need to consider the impact of the increased tax rates on these investments. In many cases, while the value of the investments depreciates, the tax rate increases. The net result being that the owner of this project doesn't see their tax bill go down for the same rate of their investment depreciates. There are countless examples of various types of utility infrastructure throughout our state that provide ongoing, reliable tax benefits to communities. The Northern Pass will be no different, and our communities and other taxpayers need this type of investment to keep New Hampshire an affordable place to live and raise their family. I can tell you, as a business owner in New Hampshire, my taxes, my property taxes, are quite high. And I know a lot of businesses that struggle to pay their taxes. A good 15 to 20% of their income every year, of their business gross as they start their year, is set aside to pay their property taxes so they can keep themselves and their businesses. And this burden is getting greater and greater on the landowners. So I welcome Northern Pass, and I hope it goes through.